Same as we have in John's account of the gospel in chapter 1 and verse 11, that he came unto his own, but his own received him not. And of course, eventually he died upon the cross. But this did not detour or change God's plan. In fact, it really established his plan. The Jewish people were the ones who were looking forward to coming of the Messiah. Many of them, especially their leaders, influenced the common man on the street, and their voices were heard in the halls of Pilate, "Crucify him. Let his blood be upon our head and upon the heads of our children." But isn't it a wonderful thing? Out of this Jewish society came those who were apostles. And even though these people, many of them, opposed Jesus, yet there were those who followed him as apostles. And they were told to take the gospel into the whole world. Paul put it this way in that wonderful epistle to the Romans, when he said in Romans 1:16 that he was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He said, "It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." So the apostles as Jews took the gospel forth to the world, and they took it first to the Jews. And then the apostle Paul was referred to basically as an apostle for the Gentiles, and it was taken forth to the entire world. As I told you on the broadcast last week, in Colossians 1:23, it is announced by Paul that the gospel was preached to every creature under heaven. Now the point is simply this, that when we look at the Ten Commandments, there's only one of those commandments that truly is not found again, not because it was in the law of Moses, but because it was in the law of faith on this side of the cross in Romans 3:27 as a part of God's arrangement. The only law or the only one of those commandments that truly was not binding because of what the law of faith says, the gospel says, was remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. There is a theory held by honest people that perhaps the day of worship was really changed by those who were associated with a human doctrine. It's true there were pronouncements down through the years that the first day of the week, or the day Sunday that we know now, was to be a day of worship. But it's true that in the gospel of Jesus Christ, it was not the seventh day, but it was the first day of the week that the disciples came together to break bread. That's the Lord's Supper in Acts 20 and 7. It was also on the first day of the week that they were to give as they were prospered from their finances in 1 Corinthians 16:1 and 2. There were orders given to the churches of Galatia and also to the congregation of Corinth. What are we saying? We're simply saying that in the Old Testament and under the law of Moses in the New Testament until Jesus died, the Sabbath day, which was always the seventh day of the week in that weekly Sabbath, was to get holy. A man failed to do that back there in the Old Testament, and he was stoned. But when Christ died upon the cross, just as we understand he came forth from upon the first day of the week, coming forth from the grave, so the first day of the week became the teaching on this side of the cross as a day for worship. See, this is why Paul wanted Timotheus to handle aright the word of truth. I think one of the great dangers, and perhaps people are honest who many times do this, is that we get the Old Testament and the New Testament all mixed up together. Now, they have a very definite part to play, and there are principles of truth in the Old Testament that certainly must be a part of our life today, and you'll find that also in the law of faith or the gospel that we've been speaking about on the broadcast. So the early disciples that obeyed the gospel became Christians there in the first century. In Acts 2:42 in Jerusalem, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Notice, not in the law of Moses, as taught in Malachi 4 and 5, but in the apostles' doctrine. As the law of Moses was not a law originated by Moses, but one that was written by the finger of God, according to the last verse of the 31st chapter of Exodus, so on this side of the cross, the apostles' doctrine was not a doctrine originated or made by the apostles, but a doctrine, a teaching that came by the Holy Spirit on that notable first Pentecost after Christ went to heaven, the day the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, as we have in Acts 2 and 4. Now in that teaching, they continued steadfastly in that doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Now you'll find that the Church of Christ tries very diligently to follow this form of worship that is found in the New Testament.
You understand that we're subject to mistake. We're human. But we believe the Bible is divine. It becomes the rule of faith and practice. So what will you find even upon the first day of the week? You will find the disciples coming together just as they did back in Jerusalem, coming together upon the first day of the week in congregations all over the world to remember the death of Jesus. Just as often as that first day of the week comes, they come together to break bread. They did at Troy or Troas. They came together upon the first day of the week to break bread. Paul was in that community for several days, but he was there upon that first day of the week to break bread. Now, he had believed in the law of Moses. I'm sure he'd assembled on the Sabbath day in the synagogue to worship God. But now, on this side of the cross, with the word of God handled aright, rightly divided, he knew that it was his responsibility, it was his desire, it was his duty, it was his love to continue steadfastly in that apostles' doctrine. So he came together with the brethren at Troy or Troas upon the first day of the week to break bread. Now, just as the law of Moses had said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It didn't say every Sabbath day, but they knew that every week had a Sabbath day. And they came together, the people who followed that law, on that Sabbath day. So we know that just as often as the first day of the week comes, with each week having a first day, that the disciples came together to break bread. They also gave as they were prospered. On the law of Moses, they were commanded to give a tenth of their income. But on this side of the cross, it might even be more than a tenth. It's according to how one is prospered. He gives not grudgingly or of necessity. God loves the cheerful giver. But he or she gives as Christians in a responsibility to God upon the first day of the week as the Lord has prospered them. Singing, prayer, exhortation. A sounding board, we might say, and a launching pad for the week in which we can be sent into orbit, so to speak, to live for the Lord during the week that lies ahead. Looking forward to the coming of the next first day of the week when this whole situation will be started once again. Well, we're going to have to leave you. If you have questions, send them in. But this is New Testament worship. You'll find it in your Bible, the Bible picture of Christianity.